The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And by allowing yourself to find a posture that supports a sense of ease and relaxation in the body, and that supports a sense of wakefulness and alertness. Just recognizing just whatever is on top, whatever is obvious. How is it to be sitting here right now? Noticing the changing body sensations, whether pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Noticing the sense of the body sitting, or perhaps lying down, or whatever posture you're in. Noticing the rise and fall of the breath, the expanding and contracting the chest and belly, and perhaps the touch of breath at the nostrils. And invite the body to relax. Just a gentle invitation, being very easy and relaxing around any tension that might remain. And noticing the state of mind that is arising. Perhaps in any emotional flavor, mood whether we're feeling sweetness or tenderness, contentment or agitation. Happiness or distress. Whether the mind feels light and open or foggy and dense. Just including the state of mind. Whether pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And again, inviting the mind to relax. Just dropping in the request and giving room for the mind to be just as it is. Allowing for a settling of body and mind, and just letting the simple recognition or knowing of present moment experience, just letting that be very simple. Allowing experiences to arise and pass away as they do all on their own. And then inclining towards relaxation and a simple knowing of this process of nature, bodily and mental processes, just arising naturally and being known. Noticing the mind's tendency to want to fixate, to hold on to, or to push away in relationship to the experiences that are coming and going. Pushing away the unpleasant, and to hold on to or create pleasant. And largely not noticing or glossing over neutral. These core habitual patterns of greed, aversion, and delusion. These are, of course, going to arise in how we are attending to our experience in meditation. And so we incline towards non-reactivity, and we include the reactivity that does arise as simply something else arising in the mind and being known. inclining towards this broader relationship to unfolding experience of simplicity. Of being disentangled, of non-reactivity, allowing nature to simply unfold, remembering that the body and mind are nature. Inclining towards an alert yet easeful, simple observing of the river of experience flowing by. Not fixating on this or that bubble or leaf on the surface of the river, but knowing the process of the river flowing as a whole. In whatever way feels natural, feels supportive of an unentangled knowing. Letting it be very simple in every moment, it's just something being known. Our practice can be simply remembering to recognize that. Remembering to recognize that something is being known, some experience is happening here. We're not looking for the right experience, trying to create good experiences or avoid bad ones. But actually just becoming curious about the nature of experience itself. This is an integral part of the path. Leading to a peace and well-being that is independent of what is arising in the body or the mind. And to realize that peace, we need to understand the nature of this experience of body and mind. So, just bringing this simple curiosity, recognizing moment to moment experience arising, being known, passing away.